It is a Tuesday drive, and it's great to have back our every other Tuesday segment. It's called Off the Vine with Carissa Cruz from Sonoma County Wine Growers. Hello, my love. It's great to see you.
Hello. It's good to be seen and good to see you.
Months.
I know. We've got Chardonnay in the glass already, of course.
What did you pour? This is delicious, Steve. Steve Dutton's with us.
it's the Dutton Goldfield Chardonnay from 2020, the Dutton Ranch. Dutton Ranch 2020.
Good grief.
There's an extra celebratory bottle right there for you for later.
Bless you.
So,
yes.
Of course.
It's been 2.5 months, but you didn't forget what your job is.
I did not forget my purpose in this show.
Bring
my
the
sole
extra bottle.
Purpose. Bring Chardonnay and bring more Chardonnay.
Steve Dutton and Carissa Cruz, by the way, they're married. It's a sixth-generation farming...
That answers so many questions.
A sixth-generation farming family, the Duttons. Explain more about the Dutton Ranch.
Sure. We're six generations of Sonoma County farming, so I'm fifth generation. My kids now work on the ranch full-time with me.
Nice.
They're 25-year-old twins, Jake and Jordan, and they're farmers as well. My family came to Santa Rosa in the late 1800s. And has farmed every crop that you can in Sonoma County that's legal. And
you didn't really have to point that out.
Well,
but I'm glad
you did. I want to make sure that people
know. It cracked me up, so I'm glad you did.
We're law abiding out at Dutton Ranch. But in 1964, my parents bought a ranch out in Grayton. Started farming apples and wine grapes. And today we farm 1,200 acres of certified sustainable wine grapes and 280 acres of certified organic apples.
And you guys are very busy over there, Carissa.
We are. So we're busy at the wine growers. They're busy at Dutton Ranch. And we're really excited because we have the Dutton Goldfield here today, the wine. And we just celebrated the 25-year anniversary of Dutton Goldfield Winery this past Saturday.
I know. I saw that.
And Dan Berger was there. Virginie Boone was there. Chris Sawyer was there. So we had, you know, some local celebs who you know very well.
And, plus we were there.
Oh, plus we were there, of course, obviously.
Steve, talk about Dan Goldfield and the Dutton Goldfield label. I mean, he does such great work. This Chardonnay is proof of this.
Yes.
This is a 2020?
2020,
Thank
you, Steve. Yes, so Dan and I, right, obviously started Dutton Goldfield 25 years ago. We made 700 cases that first year and have grown the winery to what it is today, to where we make between 13,000 and 15,000 cases a year. Dan makes the wine. He's the winemaker and partner in this, and then I grow the grapes. So I bring Dan some outstanding grapes, and he does a good job of not screwing them up.
That's very true. He does not screw up your grapes.
Yes,
I've never
right.
never exactly. tasted anything but great from Dan Goldfield. How did you guys first meet? I forget.
Oh, so he was a winemaker at a brand called La Crema.
Of course.
And it was a
small brand you might have heard of.
Well, at the time, though, it was a small brand back when I met him. So it was owned by a guy that was going into bankruptcy, and Dan was working there, and Dan would hire us. They had a vineyard out in Grayton, and Dan would hire us to do some work there. And so that's how I first met him. We would do some work, and then Jess Jackson bought La Crema Winery out of bankruptcy. And he hired Dan as the winemaker, kept Dan on as the winemaker, and then, you know, started to grow the brand. And Dan was out buying grapes. And so Dan would come to us and buy grapes from us and for the La Crema brand. And then Jess started a brand called Hartford Court, which is in Forestville. And Dan was the head winemaker at Hartford. So he really started buying Pinot Noir grapes from us for Hartford Court.
All right. And now 25 years later, Dutton Goldfield brand is soaring along, as always.
It's doing well. Thank you. Yes.
We call it Off the Vine. It's every other Tuesday on the drive and has been for how many years? Probably 10 years.
10 years, I think, in September.
Anyway, it's every other Tuesday off the Vine with Carissa Cruz. She is head of the Sonoma County Wine Growers. What is new with the wine growers? It's been 2.5 months.
Oh, my gosh. Where do you start, right? Well, I was just I was kind of chuckling to myself because I was listening to you talk about football, even though we're still really in the heart of baseball season, and we have a fantastic partnership with the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah,
and we're
you were supposed to take me to the big fancy
the suite where
the suite.
It starts on Friday.
Oh,
so there's still time. So I was going to talk about that. So
save a seat for me in the suite.
I will save a seat in the suite.
Yeah,
that's a tongue twister.
Explain what you're doing with the Giants.
Yeah, so we started back in February. We were their wine partner for Fan Fest, which was great, sort of the opening day of the park. And through that, And, you know, folks may or may not remember, but the Giants are the first major league sports team that brought in a master sommelier. So Evan Goldstein, who is a friend to Sonoma County.
And a very famous man.
And he's just awesome human being and super funny and incredibly knowledgeable. And so as part of that, it really, I want to say, kind of opened our mind and the door to thinking about what could we do more in sports and specifically the Giants in our own really backyard here in Sonoma County to have that relationship and bring Sonoma County wines to the park and hopefully baseball fans and Giants fans to Sonoma County. So we start with FanFest, and then we are about to embark upon a 12-home game cloud club takeover, as we're saying. So they have a brand new VIP suite this year. It seats 100-plus folks, and it is starting with the floor graphics. As you walk down sort of the hallway into the suite, it's a vine row. Literally, you feel like you're 3D walking through a vineyard. You open the door, and all the imaging, bars, wine bottles, everything in the suite is Sonoma County centric, including this incredible, almost, you know, IMAX like video that plays of our beautiful county, showcasing the best of the best of our cities and our vineyards and our wineries. And then at the bar in the suite, they have brought in for all 12 home games, 6 Sonoma County wines. And then every home game, we have a winery partner coming in, and they get to pour wine for the suite guest. So, and then they get to stay and watch the game, which is super fun.
This is cool. And
it's super cool.
For people like me, this starts on Friday.
So it's Friday is the first, and it goes through. We're there for all the home games through September 13th.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing.
It's beautiful, yeah. And we're also doing a video series with Evan and Amy G. So Amy G, Petaluma local, and they were here in town a couple weeks ago, and we are doing a video series talking about Sonoma County and baseball and the intersection of those two passions. And we've done 3 videos so far, and we're going to start to roll those out. I was looking at cuts and edits of them today, and we're excited to sort of bring those into the conversation as we're at the park and drinking Sonoma County wine and cheering on our home baseball team, the San Francisco Giants.
It's Off the Vine with Carissa Cruz, head of the Sonoma County Wine Growers. Her husband, Steve Dutton, from Dutton Ranch and Dutton Goldfield Wines, is also with us. As far as the wine growers, what else? Have you been on the road? You're always on the road a lot.
On the road. I'm finally currently do not have a plane ticket booked, which is like the first time. I think we've been averaging about 3 trips a month since January, which has been great. I'm wearing, as you might notice, a hot pink T-shirt that says Vominos on the front of it. And you'll see on the back, it has our foundation logo.
What does it all mean in that?
So what it all means is that back in the second week in July, we were able to take 31 of our Leadership Academy Vineyard employees to Washington, D.C. at the invite of Congressman Thompson. Alaska Airlines gifted their airline tickets for these vineyard employees to go to D.C., and we had some of our growers with us. So we had about 15 farmers go, 31 vineyard employees, and we sort of did a D.C. takeover. And tonight we're leaving here, going to the fairgrounds, where all of the Leadership Academy members and their families and their employers are getting together for sort of a trip party recap, where you have some videos to show, photos to look at, and just kind of a celebration of the community and that time we got to spend together.
Well, besides having big fun in D.C. with all these great folks,
yes.
What else?
What else? Is that not enough?
What else was part of the schedule?
Oh, yeah. So we hosted the Congressional Wine Caucus, and I maybe will toss it over to Steve because he had 3 Dutton Ranch employees were with us on the trip.
The Congressional Wine Caucus is right as a bipartisan caucus that they have there, and they talk about wine and drink wine. So we brought all the wine from Sonoma County.
Mike Thompson. Jared Huffman.
Yeah, and they were, and we met with Jared Huffman. He did not come to the wine caucus, but he was there, and it's Dan Newhouse. It's Mike Thompson and Dan Newhouse from Washington State.
Right.
They're the leaders of it. They're the chairs of it. And so they were there. And this year, for the first time, and I've gone, I think, 5 or 6 years that we've done this, that I've been involved in it. This year, Nancy Pelosi came.
Yep, former speaker.
Former Speaker of the House. Well, she spent time
with
the guys.
She's got a lot of time on her hands.
Well, she has more time on her hands. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And she owns a vineyard in Napa County.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So she came and talked with the guys and talked about the, you know, Dreamers and the DACA thing and all that. And it was actually great. The guys all, every one of them took a picture with her, damn near.
Cool.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible to see. So we had 28 male vineyard employees and 3 women, which is super exciting. And literally one by one, we made sure we shipped, you know, Sonoma County wine and wine from the vineyards that they all work on. And so, sure, you know, they'd run over to the bar, grab a bottle of the wine, and they'd be like, you know, Congressman Thompson, you know, Speaker Pelosi, I grew these grapes. And I felt like, I'm like, we're going to damn near get these folks drunk because they're going to have to like look at and try, you know, 31 different wines here tonight.
Oh, they're used to it.
Because everyone is so proud of what, you know, what they're doing. And we're just so thrilled to be there. And we did a whole day of touring around all the monuments as well. We started with a boat cruise on the Potomac River, which, Steve, I know you spend a lot of time in D.C. And so just a great way to kick off was sort of a boat cruise and then seeing the monuments and then spending a whole day at the Capitol. We got tours from Congressman Thompson's interns. We got sort of private tours. We went down into the tunnels, which everyone thought that was super cool.
I've done that before. Yeah. That is so cool.
It's cool.
And I mean, the first time you do it, you go, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What is going on here? These tunnels in the Capitol.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating.
I know. Yes. It's like, of course, Congressman Thompson could not be more of a hero. Like, we do all these great scheduled things, and then it's like you ask everyone, what was your favorite thing? They're like, he took us in the tunnels. I'm like, well, yeah, that was free, unplanned, and you're welcome. But yeah, but it was really cool. I mean, I've been doing this job for 11 years. I think it was the best thing I've done in 11 years. It was the best.
Oh, and you've
experience.
Done some cool stuff and I've done, all over
say,
the
I'm
world.
I'm like, I love my job, and I get to do really cool stuff. But just to see, you know, for these men and women, none of them had been to D.C. Some of them had not been outside California or Mexico, and a lot of them hadn't even been on a plane or not used to flying. So to have that kind of once-in-a-lifetime experience and do it as a group.
That had to be a trip.
Oh,
a
just
trip.
Awesome.
It's Off the Vine with Carissa Cruz, head of the Sonoma County Wine Growers, and Steve Dutton from Dutton Ranch and Dutton Goldfield Winery. Steve, what else is going on at Dutton Ranch or with your side of the world and the world of wine?
Should mention the Gravenstein Apple.
Well, I will do that. But first, before we do that, I got to say one thing about being in D.C. with these guys and Carissa, right? So Carissa is the leader of the whole crew there, right? So there's probably 60 of us walking around D.C. together. And so every time it was time to go somewhere, I ended up like figuring out, okay, this is the way we got to go to walk to get there. So I would say to Carissa, let's go. And so she'd turn around to everybody and say, she was saying, let's go. And then I said, no, you have to say, vamanos.
Right.
And so from then on, the whole, for the next 4 days, every time something was going on, it was vamanos. That's the reason she has this t-shirt.
So they made me a t-shirt.
They made her the t-shirt while we were there.
The last day.
The vamanos t-shirt.
Yes, the vamanos t-shirt. And they presented it to me as we were getting ready to sort of head back to the airport. They literally went and made it. We did a little shopping so we could get souvenirs for the families on the way out. And they found a place to make this shirt. So, of course, I'm wearing the hot pink Vamanos shirt tonight to our pizza party recap DC trip. So,
all right, Steve.
So what's going on at Dutton Ranch is we are in our fifth week of harvest right now. We've been harvesting Gravenstein apples since the last week of July, or almost the last week of July. I looked there today. We are just over 1,000 tons harvested so far.
Wow.
And we are, we've got 60, 65 people working on it right now, picking apples. We just went, what weekend before last, we did the two-day weekend, Gravenstein Apple Fair in Sebastopol, where there's 13,000 people that came to Sebastopol to try Gravensteins. And so we sold, a lot of apples there over the weekend, and then had our apples were in the, Kalzowski pie that Cousteau makes, Cousteau Bakery makes the Kalzowski pies. And then we also farmed the orchard at Mom's Apple Pie. And so they had apple pie there as well. And it was our apples in that. So we were pretty represented there at the Apple Fair. Yes.
As always.
As always.
And then what about grape harvest? How's that looking?
That was my next question. Yeah. Thank you, Carissa.
You're welcome. I'm co-hosting with you today.
How is the
great question, Steve.
How is the grape growing this year?
The grape growing is going well. It is late, but more like a normal year. So when I was in my 20s and 30s, right, we never started before Labor Day. It was always right around Labor Day.
Yeah, right.
And I feel like we're on that path right now. We're going through veraison right now. The Chardonnay is starting to get soft and change from a dark green to more of a yellow translucent color. The Pinot Noir is turning from green to red. So we're going through the ripening process. I think we will pick some grapes, the week of the Labor Day, so the week of the 4th, maybe towards the end of that week, we'll pick a few grapes. Last year at this time, if we would have come on the show, today's the 22nd or whatever it is, we would have been full in full harvest swing.
Yeah,
last
I remember
year.
That full last mode. Year. Yeah. Yeah.
So so things were early last year, and it was a lighter crop. This year looks like a little better crop to me on most ranches, not on all, but on most. So and we're happy.
How has Mother Nature treated the wine grapes this year?
It's been good. I think the usually later ripening years are better, higher quality. So I think we have a chance of having a very, very good year. We got out at in Grayton at Dutton Ranch, we got 60 inches of rain for the season, that ended in sometime in April when it quit raining. So our water table, water profile was filled up in the ground. All of our ponds were full. We did not have a heavy frost here, so that was a good thing. And so we've had a very good season, but a cooler season, yeah, so far.
And explain, either of you or both of you, when it comes to harvest, what are the grapes that tend to be picked first? Explain that, how that whole thing works, because it's pretty intense.
Yeah, so it is an intense time of year, but usually for us, the grapes that ripen earliest in the season would be Pinot Noir for sparkling wine, right? So they come off at a lower sugar. So Pinot Noir for sparkling, and then we probably do Chardonnay for sparkling, and then Pinot Noir for still wine, which would come off like say in the 23, right? So sparkling's like 18 to 19 degrees Brix, and then still wine's 23 to 26 degrees Brix usually is what we're looking for.
And I've done this for 15 years. When wine folks say Brix, I always say no, it's not what you make buildings out of. Explain Brix. It has to do with the sugar.
It's degrees of sugar content in the juice of the wine, right? So it's the soluble solids. It's a measurement of soluble solids, which is sugar in the liquid of the grapes, right? So in the juice. So what happens is the sugar converts to alcohol, and it's roughly like, so for every 2 degrees.
So do I.
Exactly. So for every 2 degrees of Brix, right? So say if you harvested something at 24, then the idea is that the alcohol would be probably over 12 to 13 degrees Brix.
Gotcha,
so,
gotcha. Yeah.
So that 12% alcohol. So there you go. Yeah. So, yeah. So.
All right. Carissa?
Yeah. And it's just, I think it's always, talk maybe a little bit, because I think this is interesting. You, like a lot of our grape growers, just grow the grapes, and you work with a number of winery partners that you have to, I will put politely, navigate and manage. So talk about how picking decisions get made. Like, who does that?
So that, right. So we grow grapes and sell to 80 different wineries.
80.
Many of them, probably 15, put vineyard designate, put Dutton Ranch on the label. But the picking decisions, so we have someone in our office that is our winery relations person. So she works directly with the winemakers and the wineries. And my daughter, Jordan, who's working in the office, she will do that job someday. So she's in training on that. But the wine relations person and the winery people work together on sampling the vineyards and deciding what sugar it is. And then it's on the wineries then to decide, okay, I'm looking for 24 degrees sugar, 24 Brix, or I want to pick then. So then they have to predict out, and because we'll get scheduled out 10 days ahead of time. So, on most times during the heat of harvest, I know what I'm doing. Today's Tuesday. I know what I'm doing next Tuesday and probably even next Friday. We're out that far.
Sure. Yeah.
So we have to get scheduled out, because then it becomes a big logistical thing about moving equipment, having the material you need there to pick. So, right, it's not just show up with guys. You got to have the equipment there to do the job. You have to have the containers you're going to pick the grapes into, and you got to know where, trucking, everything's got to be set up ahead of time.
Yeah, and it's so intense. Many people, even around here in wine country, they taste the wine, they love the wine, but, they don't sit around and think and talk about how much work is involved.
Oh, yeah.
And of course you guys are right on top of that, but it's completely amazing when you really learn about it. And
yes.
I've for 15 years now on this show, I've learned so much, and it blows me away continually.
No, it's amazing. I mean, I think about our grape growers. I mean, I'm like, you have to be really good at managing relationships with all of your partners. You have to be obviously fantastic farmers, which is like, I think the farming is probably the easiest part for all the grape growers. You have to actually manage all the logistics of getting the harvest ready and communicating with the winemakers. And then you're dealing with Mother Nature overlaid on top of all that. Plus you're dealing with the equipment and maintenance. I mean, the things that they do that Steve, to your point, like I think they don't most people, which is totally fine. If you want to just drink the heck out of the wine and enjoy it, good for you. Cheers. But if you want to, like, dive into the backstories of what goes in.
If you want to do that, listen to The Drive every
Tuesday.
Right?
Yeah, every Tuesday. Yeah. You just jump in. But there's a lot that goes into it. So it's – I almost say, like, the farming is probably the easier part as you guys have come in and deal more with regulations and costs and managing people and employees and everything that they navigate. It's like, you know, every component of what you would think any business owner has to deal with – gets to deal with, right. Has the opportunity to do, you guys are doing.
Absolutely.
Steve, let's go back to Dutton Goldfield, because I'm so enjoying this 2020 Shard that Dan made and that you grew the grapes.
Yes.
get a little more in detail on Dutton Goldfield and the wines they produce. And
25 years.
Yeah.
And now celebrating 25 years. Yeah.
So we, right, so we have a tasting room on the corner of Highway 116 in Sebastopol and Grayton Road at the Light. And we rent a facility over off of Olivet Road where we make our wine. And so this wine is the 2020 Dutton Ranch Chardonnay, which is a blend of four different Chardonnay vineyards that we have all out in the Grayton area. One's our coolest and biggest ranch that we have all in one spot, our Mill Station Ranch. And then there's some we call Triple JS, and anyway, so it's four different vineyards that we have that all go into this and make the Dutton Ranch Chardonnay. And so we have another Chardonnay that's a single vineyard Chardonnay that's from our Walker Ranch. We have a mini, I think 12 single vineyard Pinot Noirs. Not all those grapes do we grow the grapes for, but many of them we do. Yeah.
25 years.
Yeah.
How's Dan doing?
I haven't talked to Dan in a while. Steve managed to be partners for 25 years. Yeah. Like, we should all just pause. And if you know Dan Goldfield out there and you know Steve Dutton, like, that's an amazing feat in and of itself.
Yeah. So. Dan hasn't been on the show for quite a while. How's he doing?
He's doing great. He's doing fine.
We got to get him back on.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd love to come back on.
Well, okay.
He's busy, you know, making wine. We've hired a great assistant winemaker for him. So he's 66 and looking at, you know, maybe slowing down a little bit.
He's
here.
A puppy.
Over the, yeah, yes.
Compared to me,
but he's looking at not having to work so intensely. So we have a great assistant winemaker. Her name is Melissa Stackhouse. She worked at La Crema at one time and Winery,
yeah.
And then at Simi Winery, and now works for us. And so we have very, very high hopes for her, and she's doing great and is going to continue to great. She's going into her second harvest with us now.
It is Off the Vine with Carissa Cruz. We do it every other Tuesday. She is, of course, head of the Sonoma County Wine Growers. Her husband from Dutton Ranch and Dutton Goldfield Wines. Steve Dutton is with us, and every other Tuesday,
yes,
we have what we've called for many years, the Vintner's Vibe.
Yeah.
It's now called the Vintner's Voice, which I like much better.
I like that, too.
Yeah.
It's a good move.
That's with Michael Haney from Sonoma County Vintners. They'll be in next Tuesday.
Perfect.
I'm going to turn back over to you, Carissa. What's
I know. Up? So we've talked a lot about we've talked about the cool trip to D.C. with our vineyard employees, and we've talked about our upcoming kickoff to our Giants partnership, which starts on Friday.
When
Cloud
am I
Club.
Going to the
I don't,
Giants
you know,
game?
So we're going to be there on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We break, and then we come back on the 8th of September for the next series of home games through the 13th.
Okay.
So let me know.
Well, I got a lot to do here with the new
I
show.
I know. You've got a lot going on. But when
But September. The
but September ones, and especially the weekend ones, could be a good
– Yeah.
Could be fun.
Beautiful.
So
okay.
Would love that. So the one thing we haven't really talked about, because it's been so long and we're so excited to be back, is our Farm of the Future effort. So we launched our Farm of the Future initiative with Ford Pro and Ford Motor Company about 2.5 years ago.
Set
and
that back.
Stop right there.
Explain that, because that's an amazing story.
Yeah. So back in, it started in the fall of 21 and launched in January of 2022. We did a Dutton Ranch takeover. I should say Ford Motor Company did a Dutton Ranch takeover. I'm going to look at Steve. You want to say anything about that?
No, it was truly a takeover. We could not use our yard for a week. Because they were there, they built a huge tent in our place.
And these are the electric, gigantic vehicles.
Literally, the global launch of the F-150 Lightning truck was done here in Sonoma County out at Dutton Ranch. And it was to announce our collaboration with Ford Pro, where they were working with Dutton Ranch, Bevel Vineyard Management, and V&O Farms on, you know, thinking through how our farmers go electric on their ranches using electric trucks, electric vans, telematics for sort of understanding, you know, all of their sort of fleet management and patterns, as well as how does charging work in rural parts of our county. So we just sort of wrapped up the formal partnership this summer, but the vehicles are still in town, and we're still tracking all of the sort of gas savings as well as sort of carbon footprint reduction that the electric vehicles give. And so it's been a real inspiration for us to invite other partners here, which I sort of was talking about with this bigger umbrella of our farm of the future. But do you want to comment on the Ford Pro partnership? I mean,
it's been an amazing partnership. So they came out and installed some of their first chargers at out at our ranch and at the wine grower's office, and then at Bevel and at Vino. And then we've had we had one of their e-transit vans that we were using on the ranch all for last year.
Yeah, and how did that go? I mean, that is a trip. And explain further what that's all about.
So that was an electric van. We used that for a while last year through last harvest, and then we haven't used it this season. But then at harvest last year, we got the a Lightning pickup, right, which is the electric pickup truck.
What are we doing next?
That we got onto the ranch. And so we've been using that ever since last fall, last September. And we've probably put over 20,000 miles on it. We gave it to a guy that kind of goes every day to town for us and gets parts. And he's picking up either parts or he's picking up stuff for our carpenters to keep working on our buildings. And so so we did an analysis on it when Ford was in town last, which I think was in May. And we're kind of figured that so far that truck's saving us about 25 cents a mile to drive,
and that adds up big time.
Oh no, it adds up. Yeah, I mean,
for what you guys do,
for sure. Yeah, we're going to be over 20,000 miles in a year.
I mean, so you think about, I mean, and that's the financial benefit back to the farmers. We're not even talking about sort of the carbon footprint of running an electric vehicle versus a gas vehicle or diesel vehicle. So I think there's really great long term potential. We got to figure out sort of charging and in more of our rural community. I mean, I think that's always going to be a challenge till we have sort of pervasive charging everywhere.
Sure, exactly.
And figure out sort of the ability to haul and do all those things. So I think it was great because they were very interested in hearing firsthand, like, what's working really well and what are some of the challenges of moving farmers specifically to electric vehicles. So, which isn't as, it's a bigger challenge than saying an average consumer out there that drives to from work, to and from home, does the stores, and what their vehicle needs are look very different than what agriculture needs for their vehicle use. So great learning there, but a real inspiration. So we just had in July, which you missed, I would have talked all about it, but in addition to going to DC,
we were off the air.
I know, sadly. but we hosted our first ever Farm of the Future Summit. We had about 22 companies from around the country beyond come to Sonoma County and really sort of, I want to say, our ask was come and use Sonoma County and our grape growers as like a living lab for technology, innovation, to learn. I mean, we have 19 growing regions. We grow over 100 different grape varieties. We have really innovative farmers. So we had a lot of great companies here. It was facilitated by my alma mater, the Wharton School. We continued our partnership with the Wharton School of Business. John Deere was there. And in fact, they called us about 3 days later and said, we want to bring our entire leadership team.
How
was
John,
Dutton.
By the way?
Oh, John of John Deere. Great. Not there. but actually a person, which is Virginie Boom, wrote a little history on John Deere, the company, a couple of weeks ago for our column. And
That was a great article. It really was. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So John Deere came back and they spent a day. Their leadership team spent like an afternoon, evening with us out at Dutton Ranch talking about how does John Deere help specialty crops, wine grapes. You think about specialty crops, wine grapes, almonds, avocados, most of what California grows, do kind of reach their sustainability goals and become more climate resilient and manage labor costs. And so a lot of great partnerships coming out of that Farm of the Future Summit. In fact, we were on the phone with a company that came this morning talking about how we work more together. So.
It's Off the Vine. Carissa Cruz, head of the Sonoma County Wine Growers, her husband Steve Dutton from Dutton Ranch and Dutton Goldfield Wines is here. We've been enjoying a 2020 Dutton Goldfield Chardonnay, which is just one of my favorites. And you have brought this in before in the past.
Sure.
And
yes,
I remember how much I love this.
It's a house favorite, Steve, our house. Yeah. So.
Well, this house, too.
Yeah, this house, too.
So that's why we're sending you home with a bottle.
From our house to your house. How about that?
Every other Tuesday, it's Off the Vine with Carissa Cruz. Then it's The Vintner's Voice with Michael Haney from Sonoma County Vintners. They'll be in next Tuesday. Our Wednesday show, California Wine Country, has now moved till to Fridays. Yeah. Dan Berger will be in, along with Barry Herbst, the wine buyer at Bottle Barn. It's brought to you by Bottle Barn, and they'll be starting this Friday with California Wine Country, which is also podcast.
Awesome.
If you go to calwinecountry.com, you can hear every past episode of California Wine Country. Off the Vine, Carissa Cruz, Steve Dutton, thank you guys. We'll see you
2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
You will.
Okay.
How great is that?
And it's wonderful to see you both again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Great to see you.
We shall see you soon. Okay.